Next patient is, okay, Porter emergency room. Date of visit is 6/4/2022. Dr. Abbasi, ABBASI. First patient is DM, 49-year-old with possible COVID exposure. No symptoms, test was negative, no treatment. Patient did not answer the phone. RM, 57-year-old male with possible COVID exposure. Once again, no symptoms, test was negative, no treatment was offered, and patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is KM, 9-year-old child with cough and fever. Swab testing was negative, diagnosed with viral URI. No antibiotics were given. Mom was happy with the care. Child is having less fever today. Next patient is DG, 32-year-old woman with sore throat, chills, and cough. Patient also had negative swab test done, diagnosed with viral syndrome, treated with Motrin and Mucinex. Mom was happy with the care, slowly getting better. Next patient is ES, 45-year-old woman with headache, was given a CBC, CMP, CT, all negative, diagnosed with migraine headache, sent home with Furoset. The phone number is not a working number in the chart. Next number, next patient is SW, 49-year-old woman with abdominal pain, possible gastritis. Patient CBC, CMP, urinalysis, and CT were okay. Patient continued to have nausea and vomiting, was admitted for observation per Dr. Abbasi. With IV fluids, patient did not answer the phone. Next patient is MM, 19-year-old with COVID exposure, sore throat, negative workup, including three swab tests and diagnosed with viral pharyngitis. Patient was improving, felt like the care was appropriate. Next patient is TB, 48-year-old with right swollen ankle pain, possible insect bite, diagnosed with right foot cellulitis. Apparently this patient was offered admission along with CBC and blood work, but she declined. She was treated with Rocephin and doxycycline, sent home, not available for comments. Next patient is AS, 27-year-old woman, seen for numbness of her right side of her face. Patient had CBC, CMP, CT, and Lyme titers, which were all within normal limits. Patient was diagnosed with Bell's palsy, placed on prednisone taper. She was happy with the care and slowly improving. Thank you.